Beacon Press Audio presents Working to Restore, Harnessing the Power of Regenerative Business to Heal the World by Esha Chhabra. This audiobook is narrated by Samara Naimi, published by Beacon Press Audio 2023. Introduction. The Regenerative Era. This is a book about business. How to do business more thoughtfully, consciously, and equitably. In an increasingly divisive political and economic landscape, it's become easy to point out what's wrong in the world. These pages, however, focus on solutions. Here's the problem, but here's a potential solution. This book is an exploration of what's possible, a selection of stories from around the world that are held together by a common thread, a regenerative and restorative approach to business, which isn't limited to the environment. These two words, regenerative and restorative, suggest rejuvenation, a reconnection with one's well-being that pertains to a business's attitude toward people as well. It's an exploration of how business could work if it truly took into account its two major stakeholders, the earth and the people that it draws energy from. It's not a new idea, rather it's one that's evolved. When I began my career over a decade ago, I wrote about social enterprise, the concept that business can have a social or environmental bottom line. The term social enterprise was coming into the everyday lexicon of the business world. People were asking, is the sole purpose of business to make money for a select few at the top? Although there had been talk about the shortcomings of our global capitalist system, these social entrepreneurs were operating rogue, building nimble enterprises, and often not well known to the public. That changed in 2006 when Muhammad Yunus of Bangladesh was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for founding Grameen Bank, a microfinance institution that gave loans to individuals and small businesses that traditional finance deemed unreliable. He then went on to argue for social business, a term that challenged the mandate for profit maximization. Instead, he argued that business should have earnings and profits, but these needed to be funneled back into the business itself and serve a greater purpose. All of a sudden, media started covering this convergence of philanthropy, business, and finance more closely. Yunus joked that he had been talking about these concepts for decades while building Grameen in the 1970s, but his ideas had been ignored until he won the Nobel Peace Prize. We humans sometimes need a wake-up call. So many of the injustices and the damage we see in the world today are not recent developments. Remember the Disney movie WALL-E, which came out in 2008 and was some years in the making, about a lonely robot cleaning up mounds of junk, courtesy of our obsessive consumption as a species? That was well over a decade ago. The alarm bells were ringing then. They're still ringing. As I started writing this book, the subject couldn't have been more relevant. The temperature in Los Angeles was hitting 110 degrees Fahrenheit, 43 degrees Celsius. Some areas were surpassing that, hitting 115 degrees Fahrenheit, 46 degrees Celsius, in urban spaces, not the desert. The hum of air conditioning units had become a daily backdrop. Every day, it seemed, we were breaking records. News articles kept using the term apocalyptic to describe the changes around us. Unfortunately, it was not just happening in my corner of the world. England had seen a heat wave that turned idyllic green pastures into dry, brown, rolling hills, similar to those here in Southern California. Norwegians were being advised not to barbecue in the 90-degree Fahrenheit, 32-degree Celsius weather in their forests, out of fear that some inexperienced folks may cause fires. In North Africa, a region familiar with heat, temperatures were surpassing 120 degrees Fahrenheit, 49 degrees Celsius. Too hot even for locals to continue to work. It's hard to ignore the reality that we humans are changing the climate, and we're adding pollution and waste into the Earth's system daily. Apparently, only 13% of the oceans remain unaffected by our plastic trash. That plastic has now entered our digestive systems. Yes, we're excreting plastic. And all this plastic waste, for what? Stuff? Stuff that supposedly makes our lives better, easier, and faster. But are we happier? We have offset the balance. Just as our bodies rely on homeostasis for health, the Earth does too. And many would argue that the stuff is not making us a happier species. It is just making us out of balance. surely there must be a greater meaning in life than just acquiring things, accruing debt, and living on a hamster wheel in an endless pursuit to pay the bills? This may all sound quite bleak, but there are solutions on the horizon. Companies are looking to connect with a younger generation that wants business to have a greater purpose. Business is a powerhouse that can steer the economy and consumer behavior and the impact all that has on Mother Earth in a direction for the better. Business plays a major role in social and environmental problems. Businesses employ people, source materials from remote corners of the globe, and move millions of people and tons of cargo around daily. The business community can put us on a different path if we support the type of businesses that prize restoration over growth. The pandemic compounded this reality for us. While working from home had its comforts, it also led to thousands of Americans quitting their jobs, seeking change, thinking about the preciousness of time and what they want to do with their waking hours and healthy days. Ultimately, trying to understand their role in this larger web of capitalism. We have seen the results of business that is fixated on ROI, return on investment, and providing wealth to an elite group, its shareholders. Many people are fed up with this approach. Will it always be necessary to be a global force in order to be profitable? Will it always be necessary to build supply chains that favor only the few at the top to make the business a so-called successful venture? Certainly not. As I have been reporting on the evolution of this business landscape, I've seen it mature from the simple idea of buy one, give one, a model that utilizes philanthropy by giving away free product for every purchase, to a more nuanced examination of business, leading to the rise of the B Corporation, the Benefit Corporation, the purpose-driven economy. This is all part of a new lexicon and is a real challenge to the conventional thinking that business is primarily a profit-seeking enterprise. But to build a company with a purpose requires more than just writing a progressive mission statement and slapping up some inspirational quotes around the office. Political and corporate leaders say that we can build a more sustainable world, yet they've been trying since 1987, when the term sustainable development entered the lexicon in a 300-page document known as the Brundtland Report, published by the United Nations under the title Our Common Future. The report talked of building a more sustainable future. It listed the interlocked crises affecting humanity, including water shortages, drought, famine, pesticide runoff, and overdependence on chemicals. So can we really build a more sustainable world given that we've been talking about the same issues for the past 3 decades? Everyone I spoke with for this book was pretty fed up with the word sustainable. Sustain what? This imbalance? Instead, these entrepreneurs want to rewrite the rules of business to focus on transparency, simplicity, compassion, and equity. If these values were upheld and put into action every day, we could begin to restore the balance, ecologically and socially. Let me be clear. There is no ideal solution. Humans create a footprint. It is in our nature to desire, lust, and run after what we do not have. Even many of the companies highlighted in this book acknowledge that they're producing a physical product that has a footprint. But they can do it without the injustices of the modern supply chain, without exploiting populations, without over-extracting resources, without damaging what we need for life itself. The Earth. Using the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, a framework of 17 global goals that call attention to the fundamental social and environmental challenges we face, this book looks at business models that address these challenges. Thus, each chapter contains the stories of a few businesses that have structured their enterprises to tackle complex problems like soil health, renewable energy, waste systems, women's rights, and conservation of open spaces and wildlife, all of which tie back to the concept of restoration and regeneration through business. These are stories of entrepreneurs who are trying to restore civility, integrity, and transparency to business. Many have been doing this long before it was trendy, long before these notions became buzzwords in the business world. Some of these businesses are classified as B corporations, but those that are not likely exhibit the qualities of the concept. These entrepreneurs admit that their companies are not perfect. They are fusing elements of business that have long been practiced, a focus on quality, self-funding ventures, building slowly, developing community, and doing so in a manner that suits the present and the aspirations of future generations, while being transparent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?